Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
So come here, I think we should be sending them all to the Gaeltacht maybe. Someone else says, my 15-year-old son had no phone for 3 weeks in the Gaeltacht, only once a week. He said it was the best part. You see, when you show him another way. H says, have you noticed how people don't say hello anymore? They ask, are you busy? It drives me mad that being busy is considered the new happy. Hi, Brendan and Richard. I'm here listening with my 14-year-old daughter. She says you haven't a clue what you're talking about. Ha ha. Very good. Well, listen, at least she's still listening to the radio and the mainstream media anyway. Now, let's get some common sense financial advice now. And Michelle O'Hara, National Spokesperson of MABS, the Money Advice and Budgeting Service. Good afternoon, Michelle.
Good afternoon, Brendan.
So you're going to tell us about having a household budget, which sounds hard and boring, but not so. So what is it and why should we have one?
Okay, so your household budget is basic understanding of your money coming in and your money going out and looking at the priority spend that you might have for your particular household. Why do we need it? We need it because we can flit through money very quickly, and many people who come into MABS, one of the first things that they'll comment about is saying, I don't know where the money is going. And that's why having an understanding of where your money is going is really important for all of us. But as you said rightly, Brendan, it does seem a bit hard, and it's something that we might put on the long finger because you're kind of moaning and groaning about it. Sometimes I suggest that the word budget for many people is aligned to restriction. Yeah. And it's aligned to the word nearly like diet. It's what can't I have? But I would challenge everybody to look at it in a different way, because it can be very empowering when you get in control of your finances and understand where your money is actually going day to day, month to month. Because when you find, or when we find in MABS, that we go through income and expenditure with all of our clients as step one, the realization on many people saying, my goodness, I didn't realize I spent X on Y.
What are the things they're usually shocked by?
Well, they're usually shocked. One of the big things is the bits, Brendan. So you do your big shop, we'll say, on the weekend, and then three or four times during the week, you go out to get a few bits.
Yeah.
The few bits can cost you a considerable amount of money. Why is that? Well, it may be the case that when you're going shopping, you're not actually thinking about, well, what do we actually need? A list is a really good way of doing a food shop. Going through your cupboards, going through your fridge, seeing what do you actually need? Because sometimes, obviously, we go into the store, we think about some of the stuff we need. Sometimes we come home and the things we actually needed are not in the boot of the car because we've forgotten to get those. We can be distracted and think about different things and then pick up items that we don't necessarily need. And you might end up going home with, you know, 80 tea bags and you needed a jar of coffee or something like that. It sounds basic, but that's what actually happens.
Okay, so if we kind of try and be more mindful and conscious of it, basically, you're saying we can end up saving money.
Absolutely, we can.
Having a plan. That's outgoings.
Mm-hmm.
The other side of the T account then is the incomings.
Money coming in.
Yeah. And you talk about income maximisation.
Yeah. So we talk about income maximisation a lot with all of our clients. And what we mean is, are you getting the most of the income that you're taking home? So, for example, if you're on a social welfare payment and you're on a primary social welfare payment, are there secondary social welfare payments that you might have an entitlement to in addition to the primary social welfare payment? So we'd talk to people about that. If people are earning money, we talk to them about tax credits and tax reliefs, for example. So your employer won't know what your personal circumstances are, Brendan. So they'll apply the personal tax credits, which are the, if you're a single person, you get X amount. If you are obviously in employment, then you get an employee earned tax credit effectively. And if you're self-employed, you get one of those as well. But apart from that, they're not going to know, are you parenting alone, for example? Are you widowed? Are you married? What are you? Are you a civil partner? So you need to inform yourself, first of all, regarding, are there any other tax credits that I might have an entitlement to? So, for example, there's a home carers tax credit. So if one party is earning, the other party is at home primarily, they are jointly assessed together, they are either married or they're civil partners. It may, and the person at home is caring for one or more dependent persons. In that scenario, you may have an entitlement, the person who's earning may have an entitlement to a tax credit of €1,800.
Okay.
And
so
you may not be aware of that.
People need to be a bit proactive about this.
Exactly. Okay. So get your information first, think about what your personal circumstances are and see can you align it with any of the tax credits that may be available to you.
Okay. So then we've done our what's coming in and what's going out. We've maximised what's coming in and we're being more conscious about what's going out. So then we're making an actual budget.
Yeah.
So what do we, I presume we start with kind of fixed costs, like the things that have to go out, yeah?
So we have to start with the reality of what we're spending right now, Brendan.
Okay.
You know, and to do that, we would suggest to people that you really need to go back 12 months. And the reason for that is that some of your costs may be annual, such as your car insurance, your home insurance, your health insurance. They may not be a monthly payment, it may be something that you pay once a year. For example, also, if you are reliant on solid fuel or home heating oil or something like that, to get a true reflection of what you're spending on bottles of gas or fills of kerosene, you need to go back 12 months. Take out your bank statements, take out your credit union statements. And in addition, if you use the likes of a Revolut card that you're just transferring money into, download those as well, because obviously it's an amount that goes into that card, but then you tap for your various spending. You need to get an understanding of, in the last 12 months, what did we or I spend on what particular items?
Okay.
And that's where you begin, because that's when the eye-opening piece can sometimes happen. One of the things that opens up for many people is many subscriptions that they might have signed up to, Brendan, in the past and forgotten that they're still paying an amount of money monthly into, you know, an app or games or whatever the case may be, and you just kind of forget about it. Equally so, entertainment subscriptions may have increased during the year and you might not have seen the email and you think, well, I thought I was paying €30 for that a month and now it's 37. How did that happen? Mm. Do I need to go back to that provider and talk to them in relation to
And if you go back
reduction?
And threaten to stop any subscription, in my experience, they'll instantly
they
offer
will.
You a much
they
better
will.
Price. So when we've looked at all that, then is it a case of then you're planning for the future and
yeah.
you go, okay, so here are the kind of things, food, shelter, basics that we
yes.
have to have.
Yeah.
And beyond that, then, is it kind of like I'm going to allow myself X amount a month for, like, you know, for
entertainment, nice social inclusion, saving, whatever your heart's desire really, or whatever is required for your particular household. So the four priority spends that we would consider in MABS are light, heat, food, and a roof over your head. And obviously they're your priorities and you need to look after those first. Thereafter, obviously you might have secondary debts, there could be credit card there could be personal loans, there could be a car loan, that type of thing. They need to be considered also. At the end, if the bit of money, if you do have it, that's left over at the end of the month is known as your disposable cash or your disposable income. Then you have options in relation to that, such as, will I save some of it? And we would always encourage people to try and save even a small amount, Brendan.
Okay.
Because when you do that, it's amazing how it builds up and it's amazing how much positive effect it will have on your mental health and so on. And you feel more in control. And this is what this is all about with doing the household budget. You're in control of your finances. Maybe you could start now with a small amount. And if you were in the habit, for example, of having to take out a loan for a holiday or for Christmas or that type of thing, or an event in 12 months' time, you might not have to take out the loan. Or you may be in a position to take out a smaller loan. And that's very empowering. So we'd always encourage people, even if it's a 10 a week, 5 a week, doesn't
kind
matter.
Kind of a virtuous circle.
Exactly. You know, create the habit. Get into the habit of putting away a few quid every week.
And come here, if we want to do a budget, like, is there an app for this? Or not everyone's going to want to come into MABS and be talked through it and everything. Yeah. Or can you just do it like on a piece of paper yourself? Or
you can, of course. You can do it on a piece of paper. On the MABS.ie website, we have a budgeting tool where you can input all of the figures and it'll produce what your current expenditure is right now for you. Put in your income, your expenditure, and then you can create your budget out of that as well. There is a MABS app in the App Store as well, and some people just use Excel spreadsheets. But whatever you do, it is what I would suggest to you is this.
Yeah.
You don't just do your budget once, Brendan, and say, right, that's it, I'm done now. You've got to be updating it all of the time. It's a tool that you use. And that's the way you should look at. Not necessarily that it's a restriction on what I can spend, but it's a tool that you're going to use to bring you to a position where you are more in control of your finances.
Okay.
And another tip I'd give, Brendan, is something that we don't do as often as we should, is switching. Switching in terms of shopping around, for example, for our car insurance, our home insurance, our utilities and that type of thing. Many contracts for utilities are only 12 months and many of us don't. We could be a decade with the one provider and we don't even ring them to see can we get a better deal.
Yeah, and so it's easier than ever it as well. Okay, Michelle O'Hara of MABS, thank you very much. And Saturday with Colm O'Mungon coming up at 1 o'clock, and Colm is here with a sneak preview.
Yeah, we're staying with the issue of switching actually, Brendan, at the top of Fine Gael. Obviously Simon Harris looks like he's going to take the top job, but what now? What can he really do in the lifetime that remains to the government? Can he reverse the fortunes of a party that's been kind of in decline since the pandemic and is now hemorrhaging TDs and 13 years of being the incumbents in government and under 2 months from that next big electoral test, the Patent Courts referendum, and also the local and European elections as well. Also during the week, there was the Committee on Assisted Dying, was kind of almost buried under the drama of the week, but there was a dissenting report that included the chairman of the committee, Michael Healy-Ray, backing it along with two others, and with all the kind of massive moral, philosophical, ethical, humanitarian considerations in that. Does the government have the will or even the time to consider legislating for that? And then finally, asylum. The number of people seeking asylum with no fixed accommodation has continued to go up. It was the subject of a heated debate during the week in the Dáil that prompted the Ciarán Corley to intervene with some thoughts of his own on the issue. So we'll be looking at all of that with the panel.
OK, Saturday with Colm O'Mungon, 1 o'clock. Thanks, Colm. Let's take a break.
Email brendan@rte.ie.